Next to you, I don't think there is tonight, but if there is, absolutely. Let us go boldly before the throne of grace tonight as we prepare to hear God's word.
Thank you so much.
with me tonight as we preach a word, that I put a tag on this text. get out of a toxic friendship right now. For the sake of your own sanity. The girl got a lot of problems. She's been your friend for a long time. But you don't need that negativity and that confusion on you. She needs you say, you got to get out. You got to turn around. Some of your people say, sometimes you got to raise up and bounce out of there. Sometimes you got to get your swag on. And you need to get out of there and get your swag on. I can't even bother. Bother with anybody.
Shut you up! Just
yourself out of your name. You're in a dangerous place when you start to call yourself something lower than human. You see, God has made all humankind a little less than an angel. But when you get in that dangerous place, when you don't care about your life, when you don't care about your existence, and you say about yourself that you are no bigger or no better than an old man at all, no matter what your status, station, or standing in life, we
sin, God had already promised me blessing.
Yeah.
restore unto you all the land, all the possessions that belong to your grandfather. And look, I know you have some limitations, so I'm going to give you some folks that's going to work the land for you. Come on, y'all. I'm going to give you servants to farm the land. I'm going to give you people that help to harvest the land. David said, don't worry. Don't worry. Let somebody say, don't worry. Let somebody say, don't worry. Somebody say, don't worry. Somebody else say, I got your cover. I got your cover. You see, not only am I going to expand your territory and give you a place to belong, so as of today, somebody say today, for as long as you live, you will be seated in a reserved royal, my royal court, and you will have a seat at my table. You know it's a blessing to get to sit at the table. You see, he calls him to the table. But let me tell you the real blessing at the table. The real blessing is what happens underneath the table. And you know, all kinds of transactions take place at the table. But the real blessing takes place underneath the table. You see, at the table, that's where you do your business. But I want you to know, they look like everybody else. From the waist up, they look like you and me. But from the waist down, they have some weaknesses down there. From the waist down, they have some vulnerabilities. Is there anybody with me tonight? That's why the blessing is not what the table is. The blessing is what the table does. Let me tell you what the table does. Your feet to sit down at the table. If you want to know, saints, why I preach the way I preach, why I praise like I praise, like I pray, like I pray, dance like I dance, and shout like I shout, you need to know that I was unworthy, but by the precious blood I'm a descendant. I know a man. table. Today I witness to you how a woman of another faith invited me to her table. And she said to me, because I'm not Catholic, I'm not invited to eat the body and blood of Jesus and drink his blood, and I understand that. But I want her to know tonight that the table is welcoming to her. Yvonne, would you please make your way up here? Yvonne, would you be the first to come to the table tonight? Yvonne, make your way up here. A non-Catholic sister who blessed your Catholic feast today. There is a place for you at the table. The table, come and touch the table. Come on, it's all right. precious and present in the precious body and blood. Lord, we stand at this table tonight because we need the pressure wrong with the Lord. We stand at this table tonight because of past hurt, because of the loss of loved ones, because of the mistakes we've made in the past. But God, you are God of forgiveness. You are God of favor. You are God who meets us at the point of our need. Right now, oh God, I ask that everyone at this table will call to mind what they need most right now. And in their spirit, I ask that they ask the Lord to do it for them. He hasn't invited you to the table just for comfort or convenience. You've been invited because He wants to heal. He wants to bless your life right now at this table. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I claim victories over the enemy. In the name of Jesus, whatever burden, whatever care, whatever setback, whatever mistake, oh God, I cancel it out in the love of your favor tonight. Thank you for the covering of your precious blood. Thank you for the covering, washing us.
from Eucharistic celebration. We begin at 7 o'clock as usual, so all are invited. Tomorrow evening we celebrate the